In Zman HaGolos, we have sometimes things which are Me'ein Zman HaGula. Gilei Chassidus is Me'ein Zman HaGula. Anyway, so this is the term which the Rebbe regularly uses. Here in this Sikha, the Rebbe uses the word Haschola also. Now the word Haschola actually, in the first time I think the Rebbe uses the word Haschola is in Pasas Matas Masay, that today that we should have Av Yisrael as if it would be the beginning of Zman HaGula. Our Av Yisrael should be the such a state that like in the beginning was Zman HaGula. That's in Matas Masay. And then the Rebbe, Pasha Shaftim, which is 1 week before this, Rebbe uses the word Haschola in regards to Shaftim, Shaftach and Yetzai. You should listen to the Shaft, to the Rabbonim, Shaftach, Yetzai. You should listen to the Shaft, Yetzai. Which they, now it's, the Rebbe says, now it's the beginning of the time you should listen to Shaftach, Yetzai. But remember, even Shaftach and Yetzai is not really, it may be related to the Gula, but it's not part of the Man of Gula, because like the Rebbe says in the Sikha, that is before the Gula. Here in the Rebbe's, this Sikha, the Rebbe uses that word as well. I'm sorry?
It is a before Gula.
Shaftach and Yetzai, the Rebbe explains that there is a preference, is it something leading to the Gula? It's not Gula. So Rebbe uses the word Haschola in related to Shaftach Yetzaich, which is something which leads to the Gula. It's not part of the Gula. Here, we're going to see the Rebbe uses the word Haschola in regarding to the Gula, in regarding to Sicha, specifically regarding to Simcha. So this is what the Sicha is. Now I want to show how it works. I want to show you how it works. When the Rebbe says something like this, so the here, okay. This idea, this term, using Haschola regarding Gula, now in Zman HaGolos, you'll see how it is, I'll show you, you'll see in the Sikh itself how it is. It's really, the Rebbe says it in Tov Shinon Beis, and the Rebbe explains it at Baruchen in Tov Shinon Beis, and several Sikhs. Here, the Rebbe is using it a lot, you're gonna see it a lot, you're gonna use it, he explains that this term of scholar really could have been said all the years of Zman HaGolos. You can see this all soon. Here the Rebbe is going to use the word as scholar. So this is the first time when the Rebbe starts using as scholar, let's say, it's when really takes apart the whole idea of using as scholar. But when we say as scholar, remember, it's as scholar, the Rebbe says, Me'ein, Dugma, and as scholar. That means it also adds as a the epitome of everything which you can say in the relationship of Golus to Gula, that I would say there is an inyan of Haschola also, but this Haschola was always there in Zman HaGolos. You get what I said? Oh. Anyways, so let's go. Here you have like this. In Pasha states, the Rebbe starts up here. This week it said it was going with last Shabbos, as Pasha states say. And the Kriya Mincha says Pasha's Tovi. So the Rebbe says, Tate says, talking about you're going out to war. This is paragraph number one, first paragraph. That you're going out to war. Tove is just the opposite. You're coming to Yisrael and you're going to do the mitzvah to Bikurim. Here you're Rishtov, you're Shavtopo. So here you're coming to Tachas Geffen, Gafnim Tachas Neinosi. You're coming to a place to Yisrael. Everything is wonderful. And that's Pasha Tove. And Pasha says it's somebody going out to war, which is two opposites. And the Rebbe says you're reading them both on the same Shabbos. So there must be a Shaychas. It's one Shabbos. So then, that's what the Rebbe said in the first paragraph. Then the Rebbe goes down to Oiz Dalet, we're going to Oiz Dalet, to line 7 to 10. What the Rebbe says, specifically in our days, when we talk about Gula, when we talk about Tove in our days, what would we be referring to? We're referring to Tove, not when Yeshua went in. We would be referring to when we're going to go in L'Ozad Lobe. So, but as Tove is talking about Tove when in Yemos Mashiach. So that is a complete opposite of Pasha Tate, which is the Muhammad, which would be very similar to Golas. And here, we're putting the Golas, Tove, the Tate, the Vodah Zman HaGolos, the Vodah of Muhammad, Tate. And
it's what?
Whatever. Golas is full of Muhammad, so what's the difference here? Whatever. The Vodah is the last one, whatever, it's Muhammad. And Tove is Zman in of Gula, we're putting all in one in together. So here the Rebbe is going to, okay. Now we're going over to Dalet, to line 7 to 10. So the Rebbe explains like this. When you go out to war, remember, we're talking about Zman HaGolos, you're going out to war. In the Vedas Zman HaGolos, you're going out to war, you have to have the Menucha as if, you have to go to war with full confidence you're going to win. So when you're going to war, you're actually going to Golos, but you are sure you're going to overcome the Golos, and it's going to bring you to the big victory of Zman HaGaula. So therefore, if you look in lines 9 to 10, the Rebbe says, you have already in Zman HaGaula. Why? You're in Gaula. But you're so confident about your victory, you already have in your Zman HaGaula, you already have the Haschola of the Scha of Gula. Why? In what way do you have it? In your confidence. In your confidence, in fact, you're eventually going to reach the Gula. So this point, what the Rebbe just now said here, this is what the Rebbe is going to take apart in this Sikha. He's going to discuss it at very Barachova. Now, so here the Rebbe starts, this goes on lines 11 to 14. Here the Rebbe says like this, where the Moshe Mashiach is a Schar on Kimatis Mitzis Nan Zman HaGaulos, right? So when is the Schar of your Moshe Mashiach? It's going to happen how many? Lots of love, yeah? But you look in the Torah says, wonderful. You are meant to get this reward on the same day.
Only if you demand it.
Huh?
Only if you demand it.
So I'm demanding it. Okay? So I'm demanding it. So now, by the way, the Rebbe discussed this thing in many sikhs already, this idea of B'yoyim, it should be on the same day. It's actually the Shailam of Forsham already. It's taken part of Forsham, but discussed it. If it's B'yoyim, you meant to pay the same day, how come the reward is so many years later? Yeah. I mean, okay. So this is okay. So now, in Zman HaGaulos, are meant to have the reward. So therefore, the Rebbe says over here, this is there is in Zman HaGaulos, as we're going to see here, there is a certain reward in Zman HaGaulos. There is a certain reward already in Zman HaGaulos. In other words, reward is bechlal in Zman HaGaula. Said the Rebbe now, because of Pitera, there is, you're meant to give reward on the same day. So therefore, you must say in Zman HaGaulos, there's a certain aspect of reward, as we're going to see. Then, besides that, there's another reward which is going to be your Moshe Mashiach. Lots of it. But there is a certain reward on the very same day in Zman HaGaulos, and that is why in Zman HaGaulos we already have a connection to Zman HaGaula. Fine. So that's okay. This is the introduction. This is what the Rebbe is going to discuss here in this sefer. So now the Rebbe here going to lines 17 to 19. The Rebbe says, okay, first of all, the similarity between Shnas, now we're drawing a similarity from Kiseitz and Muhammad, the Pasuk Kiseitz, which talk about going to war on the enemies, we're drawing a comparison to our Veda when it's Zman HaGaulos, right? So the Rebbe said, how can we draw such a comparison? The Pasuk, Rashi says in the Pasuk Kiseitz and Muhammad, that it's a Muhammad's Roshus. So you don't have to go. It's not a Chiyuv, it's not a Mitzvah. Our Muhammad, which we have as Managolos in the Mitzvah, we're Mechuiv to keep the Torah in face of all the challenges as Managolos. Or whenever we have all Muhammad for Torah, it's all a Chiyuv. So how can we compare our Muhammad for Torah Mitzvahs, for the sake of keeping Torah Mitzvahs, to the Muhammad which the Torah is discussing in this Pasuk, right? This is Rishus and this is Chayva, yeah? Fine. That's a Shail Rebbe asks there. Fine. Let's go over to the next page. Now, here is, this is what we're getting to here. Here, on the first paragraph, the Rebbe explained like this. Because the Eibishta, the Yisrael and Kutcha Brichu Kulachad. So when the Eibishta created the world, it says, who did the Eibishta consult when he created the world? With who? With Tzadikim, Neshama Yisrael, right? It was because of Neshama, so therefore, the Rebbe says, it comes out that in the very beginning, the whole fact that we have to keep the Torah mitzvahs is all came b'rishus from our will, because the Eibishter consulted with us before Bris Ha'olam. So going back to the Shadish, true, when we're over here, where the world is already created, and now we're born, we're in this world, we have a chil. But going back to the very beginning, when all of the machshav is dumma, we're going to the machshav of the Eibishter, at that time it was a rishus. It's going back to the sheirish. We're not talking about the metzias, our metzias here. We're talking about the sheirish, the sheirish of our neshama. The whole thing of going down, going to the avodah in this world, is all rishus. Right? So now, the Rebbe says, so it's all a get of Rishus. the whole, yeah. And that's why the Rebbe explains the reward which you receive is a proper reward. Why? Because when you receive reward payment for your work, you do the work with your own will. From, you're not forced to the work. Someone asks you, hires you, and you agree, and you get paid. The same thing. Our schar, we agreed to do it. It was with our agreement, with our permission. So therefore, the Eibush is going to give us reward. If the Eibush consulted, worked with us before going back, before the Bria Seilam. Okay? Now, just understand what's going on over here. What the Rebbe is doing is, the Rebbe is taking us to a stage of Rishus. That means the Shadish and the Shomel and Maile, going back to the very beginning. The whole union of Bnei Yisrael came with the consultation of Nishom Yisrael. They should consult with Nishom Yisrael. So therefore, with our agreement. So therefore, together Rishus. So now the Rebbe is taking us, is bringing this in here, and going to apply to our void of today. Why did the Rebbe come to this, this inyan here today? So let us just explain. The Rebbe basically said that today, once upon a time, there was objections to keeping Torah mitzvahs. You said, there were a lot of objections. If you wanted to keep Torah mitzvahs, bishlamis, there was objections. The going wouldn't let you. In nowadays, the Rebbe is telling us, there is no objection. So what is it? Now we come to the stage that we have to realize that we alone can add in our avoid of Torah mitzvahs. Yeah? So this, we can change our situation we can add. So now, the whole avoid now is together with Rishus. You follow what I said? Once upon a time, you had Torah mitzvahs. In order to do what you had to do, you had a big challenge of going to the new way. You want to do this mitzvah, that mitzvah. You would have had a lot of obstacles. And nowadays, you can keep how many Torah mitzvahs you want. So let's say you do the mitzvahs. You do the mitzvahs. If you want to add two mitzvahs, is there anyone holding you back? So to increase today in Torah mitzvahs, it's all together for the shoes. Does that make sense? Or not? In other words, to switch from our stage today, where we're limited to Torah mitzvahs, and to do mitzvahs bli gvul, to increase to no end, it's all dependent on our choice. That what? What is dependent on our choice? We should recognize the fact that there's no one holding me back from keeping Torah mitzvahs. I should recognize the fact that I can overcome my environment and do everything that Hashem wants for me. Once upon a time, I could tell myself, it all depends on my recognition. It didn't depend on your recognition. Why? Once upon a time, the reality was, you could not keep all the Torah mitzvahs, even if you wanted to. You had obstructions, and now there is no obstruction. So what is for me to come to realize that I can keep, I can add in Torah mitzvahs, what does it require? I should just realize that my current situation, I can change it, I can add. Why? Because there's no one holding me back. That awareness, to put this awareness in my mind that I am not being held back by anybody, it only depends on me, that is a God of Rishus. And that is why the Rebbe is connecting us to the matzav of Rishus. Once upon a time, in other words, well, how did it work? Let's just explain this again. The Eibishter, before the Eibishter made the world, before everything, the Eibishter consulted with Nishom Yisrael. Nishom Yisrael is agreed, it was there, with our agreement. So therefore, together with Rishus. Once the world is created, then it's a chiyuv, right? As long as the world was in our, obstructing us and keeping Torah mitzvahs, all our keeping the Torah mitzvahs was the beget of a chiyuv. The world didn't let us, and we had to overcome the world. We had to face the challenges and keep Torah mitzvahs, so we had to fulfill our chiyuv. And nowadays, the world is not obstructing us. So now we can go back to our very roots, the very beginning, and come to realize, with this realization is only a matter of rishus. We have to come to realize there's nothing holding me back. I have to go, get out of my mindset from the past. I have to realize this is rishus. I have to choose to realize that I can really change my situation and add it to Eretz because there is nothing. There is nothing opposing me. This change in realization, once upon a time you could not have, because the reality was you could not increase to no limit. You were always limited in your observance of Torah mitzvahs. And nowadays you're not limited. This change of awareness, I should realize that I can change, that is a pure reshus. There's no one, you have to come to realize that it all depends on you, so you have to choose to realize that I can add Torah mitzvahs. Huh? So that is why the get of reshus comes in nowadays. Well, once upon a time, it would belong only to the neshamas, where, but now the Rebbe is telling us, this avodah of neshamas is actually negated to us. What? In adding it to Eretz Yisrael, doing, increasing, it all depends on me, that I should come away that I can actually increase. Right?
What's the difference?
Once upon a time, you could not do. Once upon a time, the main avodah was not increasing it to Eretz Yisrael to no limit. Not to go, and you couldn't go to the, why? Once you could only do the certain amount of Torah mitzvahs. So what was the challenge? To reach the third, to do the Torah mitzvahs that I'm obligated to do. Now, you're told you can go beyond that. There's no one holding you back. Because there's no one holding you back, so you can go to no limits in Torah mitzvahs. That awareness is reshus.
It's not holding you back.
It's awareness, it's, well, the word yitzhar is not really correct here. The word is, because once you realize there's no one holding me back and I can do Torah mitzvahs, then I will get, and I will see the good results, your gates of horror is not interference also. It's the word, the fact that is a gates of horror, which can get in your way, is all your reshus, the fact that you're giving him legitimacy. If you're aware that I can add to the mitzvahs, and I'm going to see the results, your gates of horror is not going to get in your way. If you're going to do to the mitzvah, Hashem is going to, and you're going to see the reward, why should your gates of horror interfere? The fact that your gates of horror can interfere is only because you are not adapting this awareness which the Rebbe is trying to bring into us. What's awareness? There's no one holding me back from doing Torah mitzvahs. That awareness requires a reshus. So you should choose to hear what is being told to you. There is nothing holding you back. Increase, and you see, you will benefit.
What's the difference between reshus and chiyuv?
Reshus is, you're not obligated. Once upon a time, my challenge was, for me to keep Torah mitzvahs, I had to face a lot of challenges. So my challenge was to meet the chiyuv, to fulfill the chiyuv. Nowadays, your challenge shouldn't be to fulfill the chiyuv. The chiyuv you can do for sure. Now you have the reshus, I can go to no end. And that is where the challenge is there, that I can increase. Because there's no one holding me back. And okay, let's leave it at that. Okay, let's carry on. So now, the Rebbe says like this. So we have, this is going 9 to 10 to 13. The Rebbe here is quoting based on this, we just said that the whole mitzvahs of the world started in the very beginning from reshus. So now the Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya says that why the Eibishter make the world? Because in the Sabbath, because it's Baruch Hu. Please, lady Rebbe Tachtenim. So look at these are the words of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is word that from line 11 to 12. Even though the Eibishter was already here in this world, in the place of this world, he was already here. Nevertheless, he wanted that he should be here mitzad the Tachtoinim. The Tachtoinim should come to recognize it, that he's here. Let me just explain what's going on over here. When you say any type of Tachtoinim, anything that Eibishter would create. Let's take a muscle, me. Yeah? Let's say I feel I'm very powerful, and anyone who would come to confront me, I will be able to overcome that person. I'll be able to come whoever it is. Confront me, you want to fight with me, beat me, fine. And I'll beat you. Let's say, yeah? Good. Now, if I want to prove my point, I'll say, listen here, I'll give you a metal bar, and you come and fight with me with a metal bar. Try to defeat me, and I'll show you how this, I will win. There's only a certain limit to where I can say, I always defeat you. What happens if I'll give you ammunition and all that, then I can love that. This comes to the point where I cannot defeat you. The Eibishter made the world, which is a Tachtoinim, which is the other one to keep all the Torah Hashem wants, right? And the Eibishter wants to have a Din in Tachtoinim, in this Tachtoinim. What does that mean? The Abe is going to make something which is opposed to him, and this thing which opposes him is going to come to agree with the Abe, right? It's obvious when the Abe makes a Tachtoinim that he created the whole Tachtoinim, so of course this Tachtoinim will eventually, can make the, however great this opposition of the Tachtoinim is going to be, however big the Yitzhar is going to be, this, the Abish's Kvona, whatever the Abish wants, whatever Kvona the Abish wants to have in this Tachtoinim, will ultimately going to happen, because the Yitzhar, the whole concept of the Yitzhar was created by the Abish, everything is created by the Abish, so whatever the Abish creates, his Kvona, that ultimately is going to happen. So if so, when the Abish has anything which is here in this world is ready, the Kvona, Mitzad, Eivishter, it's obvious that Kvona is going to happen. So why does Eivishter need the world? Well, I mean, the whole thing is for the sake of the world. The world should have, feel itself to be in opposition to the Eivishter. We live in this world, we don't know this Eivishter, we can have doubts, we live in a world of opposition. And in this world where we have all this opposition, we should come to realize that we're going to return back to the Eibishter, whatever opposition. So the whole purpose is not that the Eibishter needs the actual world to be created. Because whatever type of world the Eibishter would create, the final goal is clear to the Eibishter up front. So why did he create it? So we should see, we should also come to see the goal. But us, we're living in this world, we're not. Yeah. So now, this is the world, the whole idea of the world is why? Why the Abish make? For the Tachten, that the Tachten should come to realize that he needs a Lukus, right? That's why the Abish make the world, right? Good to say that. Now, therefore, now, so the whole thing is for the Tachten. Now, when the Abish makes this world, the Rebbe's that is the reason why we're making a Dibur Tachtonim, in order to prove to ourselves that the Eibishter's Kvona is going to be realized. It's only for our sake. But when we do that, with what koyach do we do it? With the koyach, the fact that we are connected to the Eibishter from the very beginning. In other words, when we can do Torah mitzvahs, do the kavon of the Eibishter, but nevertheless, we do Torah mitzvahs without having a full realization of the Eibishter. The Kavanah of the Eibishter is that we should have a full realization of the Eibishter. What does it mean, a full realization? That the whole challenge was definite up front. In other words, we should fulfill the Kavanah of the Eibishter with how fulfilled, just because the Eibishter told us to do it. No, we should fulfill the Kavanah of the Eibishter with a realization that the whole Kavanah of the Eibishter, the whole purpose was clear up front. In this way, we megala the Eibishter in the world. How are you megala the Eibishter? When we consciously realize that mitzad Eibishter, the Kavanah was always there. So therefore, when we do the Kavanah of the Eibishter in this world, we're meant to feel that the whole Kavanah is only Rishus. Why? Because Rishus, meaning that that whatever the world will be, we will always manage to overcome the world. Do you follow me here, or am I going way away? Rishus means whatever way the world is going to be, you can make the world everywhere the way you want. Wherever you're going to be, I'll be able to always fulfill the Kavanah of the Eibishter.
The Kavanah of the Eibishter is a field. You want to go extra. That's not the
Kavanah
of the
Eibishter.
Kavanah of the Eibishter has to do a field.
So let's take the word out of Rishus. When we take out the word of Rishus, when we do, okay, let's take back the word of Rishus. When we fulfill the Kavanah of the Abish, but the Abish is definite that the Kavanah is going to be fulfilled. But the way the Kavanah should be filled, in order to do it properly, the order to do for full Kavanah is that we, when we're doing the Kavanah, we should be sure, we should be aware of the fact that it's going to be filled. Fulfilled. We should be aware of the fact. In other words, we want to reveal that you have the world in the Abishtha. The Abishtha knows up front the Kavanah is going to be fulfilled. We're in this world, we're listening to the Abishtha. Are we sure it's going to be fulfilled? Do we have this confidence? Maybe not. In order to fulfill the Kavanah properly, we're meant to have that with awareness. When we're doing it, that we're definitely going to be fulfilling it. Okay? That's better?
That should help us.
I mean, in order we should be Megala the whole Abishta. How are we Megala the whole Abishta? That when we Megala the Abishta, we're sure we're going to be able to be Megala him to the end. So we're going to have to, in order to be Megala the Abishta, we're meant to have a confidence which the Abishta has given you. We're meant to have that confidence. In that way, we're Megala the Abishta. Does that make sense? Yeah? Does that make sense? We're meant to have that confidence. So therefore, now let's go. The devil continues. Therefore, when we go, that's why. When we now in Parshas Tetzaveh, we're talking about going out to war. How do we go out to war? We go, the Rebbe says, this is in lines 20, 21 to 27. We go out to war, lechetchile, we're going out to Tetzaveh, we are tove. We're going out to war, we're going, the Neshama comes onto this world and now faces a whole life of a battle. What is the Neshama doing? He's going out and he's coming in. Why? Because he has a full confidence that what? He's going to win. That is how you Megala the Abishta, with the fact that we have this full confidence, right? So we have the Kisavi right away. So that is Kisavi right away. Now, let's go over to page 3.
Kisavi when the Shama comes into the world.
You come to the world, hey, I'm coming to the world, I'm in a terrible situation, I'm in the Shvatzaville, I don't know what all the, hey, what challenges I have. I know I'm going to manage to fulfill everything. All the challenges we even have. So when say I get up in the morning, I have challenges today, these challenges have from the Yetzer Hara, from my financial situations, all different states, yeah, whatever. We have thousands of challenges. So we're going out in the beginning, we're starting out our day, say. When I go out, I'm already Kisobi, I'm going to eventually fulfill the Ages of Kivana. I'll overcome, so that's why therefore, I'm very comfortable with what I'm doing. Now, therefore, whenever I do a mitzvah, I'm actually fulfilling the Kavanah, right? I'm fulfilling the Kavanah. Let me see if I have it. Yeah. But I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm fulfilling the Kavanah. Let's see what, so therefore, every mitzvah I do already has the schar. If I would be doing a mitzvah, I wouldn't know where I'm going with it. Won't I manage to succeed? When every mitzvah I'm doing, to say that I have the schar, I see the accomplishment. Every mitzvah, I'm not going to see the accomplishment. Because I can do many mitzvahs, I still don't know if I'm going to reach my goal. But if I know up front I'm going to reach my goal, so every mitzvah I do, I have the
confidence.
Look, I have the reward, what I accomplished. I know I'm going to reach the goal. So I know this is one step to what I have. If I wouldn't know, then I've done something. I don't know if I've accomplished. Now I know I'm accomplished. Every mitzvah you have the accomplishment, the reward. Right? Make sense? Reward, you brought down the lukus. Make sense so far? Okay.
Where is this for sure coming from?
What?
Where is this coming from that I know for sure it is?
You know what? Let's finish here, you'll see. It's coming from the fact. Where it's coming from? It's coming from that someone. Well, it's coming from the Nesham. Let's go towards the end. If you want to come back when we come, let's just go to the end. You'll see, we get to. I hope you'll understand it yourself. The next page, before your page, you still have a question. Come back to it. Okay. Now the Rebbe says, going to lines 8 to 10. So now we have every day the schar. What's the schar? Every mitzvah I do, I have built another brick in to reach my goal. And that is the accomplishment. That I have the lukus, which I brought down with that mitzvah. Why? Because I know up front I'm going to get the goal. I'm going to reach the goal. So every step I do, I have made one step forward to creating the goal. It's not only, I'm actually creating the goal. Every mitzvah I do. Now, Above that all, from lines 11 to 14, the Rebbe says, above that, we go, when we finally reach the goal, we have the whole Schar B'Maaseh Mashiach. But now in Zman HaGolos, we have these limited, restricted, little pieces of Schar in every mitzvah that we're doing, right? Okay. This is now that Rebbe is coming to a new vort in Eis Yud.
Are we meant to see the Schar or not?
Now, this is very similar to what he said. Are we going to see the Schar? So the vort is definitely, the Rebbe is telling that you're going to see the Schar, but this is what we're going to get to. But it's on the next page. Okay? Yeah, okay, fine. So till now we're talking about Schar, we're talking about Gilui Elokus. Right? Now we want to see this, we're talking about Schar. So that's what we get to the next page, okay? In Eis Yud. Now the Rebbe says, this the Rebbe says even more. It's not only every mitzvah I do, I have that limited Schar. The Rebbe says, look at this. I'm aware from the very beginning that I'm going to achieve the goal. So when I'm working, I already have the whole vision of the Osad Lave. Right? I'm, in my mind, I'm living with, I know fully I'm going to get there. So what is my attitude to my Veda? Because this is, I already have the Osad Lave in my mind. So therefore the Rebbe says, I not only have the current accomplishment from this mitzvah, I also have, even before I start doing the mitzvah, before I start doing anything, I already have the whole Osad Lave. Where do I have it? I have it in my mind. I have it there. I have it there. I'm living with this reality. This is before I start, because I know I'm going to get there, right? So I have the Osad Lave also, right? So I have the individual schar, the individual accomplishment I do with each mitzvah. Then I have the whole vision of the Osad Lave right up front. So that, good. Now let's go to page number 4. So now, page number 4. This responds to your question about, here we're talking about Gilui Elokus, right? What about the actual schar? So here's what the Rebbe says here, on line 6 to 15. The Rebbe says, so first of all, everything I do, I have the full menucha. I have the full menucha. Remember, what is mechama? Mechama is the hetuch of menucha. But because I have a full confidence that this is leading to the goal, I have a vision of good loss of love, so I have a full confidence in what I'm doing. So I may be a mechama, but what is my mindset? My mindset is a mindset of gula. Right? That's number one. Then the Rebbe says, this is what you were asking, that you actually have all, you have to listen how this goes. The Rebbe says, you actually have the gashmi secret reward from the mitzvahs you're doing. Why? Because the Rambam says that when you do mitzvahs, Hashem helps you, provides you with your needs in order you should be able to keep more mitzvahs. This is what Rambam says, a very well known Rambam. Yeah?
That's not the total reward.
Wonderful. Very good, very good. So this is the whole discussion. So the simple pshat in the Rambam is like you just said. Right, so you have it, look in this paragraph. Like in this paragraph, it's right here. You see the Rebbe first quotes Rambam as saying it's not the total reward. If you can say even better, it's not a reward at all. According to the Rambam, it's not a get it from Schar. It's just like an Eved works for his Odin.
Enables you to work.
Yeah, so Begeda Halacha would be like an Eved working for Odin. The Odin has to provide for the Eved. It's not called Schar. Right. So this would be the same Geder. Yeah. So that would be the Pasuk Pshat HaRambam. But now the Rebbe says, now that as a being that we have this confidence that we are going to reach the Gula definitely, so every support which the Eibishter gives us, so listen, this is the word. Look in line 13. Look at the Rebbe's word. Me'ein v'dugma. This is everything the Eibishter gives us, provides us, everything the Eibishter gives us in order we should be able to keep Torah mitzvahs in Zman HaGolos is, well, because we know we're reaching Zman HaGolos, how do we regard this reward? We regard it as something leading to Zman HaGolos. So it has in it an aspect, it has in it a fraction of Gula in it itself. So reality speaking, like you said, like the Rambam said, it's not a Schar. It's like an Odin giving to Eved. That's what the Moshe giving on this. Here the Rebbe said, because I know I'm going to reach the Gula, and the ultimate Gula is where everything is, where I'm going to realize that I can increase in Torah mitzvahs in a way of Rishus, to no limit, that it's all together Rishus in the ultimate gula. And I know I'm going to get that. So now every piece of reward which I get in Zman HaGolus, I'm actually going to feel that it is a certain aspect related to gula. So the Rebbe sort of connected gula with Golus. Now, all the years going back and all the years in the past, to tell a Yid, all of this whole conversation here, telling it to a Yid in the past, that you should know, when you're sitting there, whatever, you're sitting in Europe, and there were better times and worse times, so you should know in these better times, this is Me'en Zman HaGula. It really had no purpose to tell it to a Yid. Even though everything that I've said here is true always, the Rebbe is here, he's not talking about nowadays, he's talking about always. So everything that I was saying here was always true. But nevertheless, to say all this to a Yid, you should know, in Zman HaGolus, this reward you're getting is in Zman HaGolus. It wouldn't really help him for his Avodas Hashem. It wouldn't help him in Avodas Hashem. The Rebbe is telling this today to us now, because we are still in Golus, but today we can increase in our Torah mitzvahs to no limit, and thereby actually bring the Gula. So the Rebbe is telling us, we should recognize this Tzchah, which we were getting, is Zman HaGolus, which is pure Golus, is pure Golus Tzchah, just to help us keep the mitzvahs. We should recognize it as an aspect of, which is Me'en Gula. Why? Because we have that we can today live with the definite vision of Gula, which once upon a time, to tell a Yid to that he, Poshe B'Kashmis, is definite, going to see the Gula, he could do it by Munah, but to have the confidence, Poshe B'Kashmis did not make sense. It was something that might have come with us. Today, when we can increase the Torah mitzvahs, it's something which makes sense. But I was telling you, you should live with this reward. Me'en, you should actually realize this is Me'en Zman HaGula. So what the Rebbe has done is, he's taking Golus as we always knew it. The Golus which you always knew it, not changed anything in Golus. He just told us, now given us a deepened dimension to this whole Golus, you should know this whole Golus in a deeper sense already has a relationship to Gula. Why did the Rebbe tell us today? Because today in Zman HaGolus, we can actually live with this whole concept which the Rebbe is saying. And this, Okay. So now, once the Rebbe has done this, now the Rebbe is going to go over, telling us. Now he's going over to our days. After the Rebbe has told us that now, in a deeper sense, it's really, really Zman HaGula. You can take the whole Gula and draw it over into Golus. The whole idea of Gula you can bring into Golus. Now the Rebbe is telling us that. Because if so, this is going to Oyshut Beis. In Oyshut Beis, here the Rebbe is saying, this is the same, this theme which the Rebbe says over here, something he's repeating from Shabbos Parshas Eikev. From Shabbos Parshas Eikev, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe had said that in this year, Tov Shinron Aleph, is going to be the year when the Gula is Mashiach Nigla Boy, the Gula is going to be revealed. Yeah? That's what the Rebbe said. So now from Parshas Eikev, the Rebbe said, we brought this medrash which is related to our days, that Mashiach is going to be revealed on this year, and now we reach the last month, and we're still in Golus. So the Rebbe started saying, therefore we must have the Gula right away in this year. So the Rebbe now is repeating the same thing. I look at 17, 18, very harsh words over here. Because we are, this is line 17, 18, going over to line 18, because we're in the last month of this year, it's impossible to postpone the fulfillment of this Haftokah, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. It has to happen in this Shabbos, the Haftokah. This is the language the Rebbe started in the Parshas Eikev. It has to happen now, because we're the end of the year. And here the Rebbe continues, the next paragraph, the Pashtus, that in this Chodesh Elul, we're going to have the union of, we should have the union of Mason, Mashiach, Chesam, Mason, and the Schaar of Elif Hashvi, not only La'asad Lover, we should be Behoiva, right now. In this, and then the Rebbe concludes, Berega their Mamish, right? So what the Rebbe did is, the Rebbe explained how the whole Zman HaGolus has a certain, in a deeper sense, has a relationship to Gula. So now the Rebbe says, now the Rebbe is telling us, because we see it, Mashiach should be in Meskala, we should come to realize how the whole, everything is Zman HaGolus has a relationship to Gula. Right? And that's Rebbe wants. Okay. Now, in the Eishet Dar, the Rebbe continues like this. The Rebbe says, this is the day before, by the chassan of the Friedrich Rebbe, which is, and then, in his Shabbat Brachah, the Umyasa Teim Chatumimim. Right? So here the Rebbe says, Teim Chatumimim, the purpose of Teim Chatumimim was to fight all the foreign currents before the Nikris of the Meshicha. So now, look at these words that the Rebbe says here, in line 17. This period has already finished. We don't have to fight. We've won all the currents. That means the fact that there are still currents is because we're not, there is nothing inherently against, we can, there's nothing there. All these things are not, don't have real significance to themselves. Right? Okay, so now, the Muhammad of Tayyip Mimim is already over. That's in line 7. You see that in Steiner. It's finished. Right? Now, based on that, the Rebbe goes in the next paragraph, in line 11 to 12. Therefore, to be mafasim in every place that we're in the tkufa of the Siyam Asenu, of the Masiyam and Chayisam Asenu Vedesenu, and we are in the beginning of the tkufa of Tashon Zcha. We are, so here, you see, it is the beginning of the Kufa of we are in the beginning of Tashon Zcha. What does that mean? The ability to identify with this Zcha, we have today the ability. You want to actually see it, you have to go and carry it out. But you have the ability. Once upon a time, you couldn't cross a border. You couldn't get into this Kufa. Now the Rebbe says, this Kufa is right here. You can go and carry it out and actually see it. So therefore we have to actually live with the avodah of Yemais HaMashiach. What do you mean the avodah of Yemais HaMashiach? So you have several things, the Rebbe said, what he said mentioned before, Avos Yisrael, or here like the Rebbe is going to say, you have simcha like in Yemais HaMashiach. The Rebbe explains, even though it says, all your mother's chayk pinu goes on the Asid Lavei, when we're going to have true simcha the Asid Lavei, the Rebbe says, Oz is Gematri 8. 8 is referring to the 8th Nasi, the Friedrich Rebbe. So therefore we today can have the union of simcha of your mother's chayk pinu. I mean, it's something we have to affect ourselves with it. We have to realize that we can affect ourselves with this simcha to live possibly the simcha from Hashem, etc., etc. So we have this ability of simcha to reach this simcha. So this is the Nekudah where the Rebbe is emphasizing here by making simchas by Yidin, chasnas, you should have a Suda Sanim there, etc., etc. To be rejoiced at, to rejoice with the simcha as if in Zman HaGula. Because we can today actually reach, actually come consciously aware of this tzchah, which was always in Zman HaGolos, but was not discussed because practically it didn't really make sense. And nowadays it can make sense, so we just have to identify with it. Does this make, does it go along, or does it go well, or?
The Rebbe was,
No, one second, I don't want to bring this point. Now we have this point, the Rebbe is saying it's going to happen, and we still have to do it. Right? Yeah, this is going to happen. So I just wanted to show you how it works. You know, you have it here. The Rebbe says it hasn't happened and it should happen. But at the same time the Rebbe says it should happen, the Rebbe is telling us we have the full ability to make it happen. In other words, the very fact that the Rebbe is telling you we have the full ability to make it happen, that is in a certain sense already implies that the thing has happened, because once upon a time you couldn't make it happen. You were living in the ghetto, you couldn't live with the reality that I have unlimited resources to do how much Torah mitzvahs I want. So you couldn't make it happen. So the Rebbe is one saying, for one hand is saying it has not happened and it should happen. But at the same time, you look at the sikha, the Rebbe in this sikha, and this it goes in all in many of the sikhas, it goes into top shinshinom days, when the Rebbe says you should open eyes, realize the gula. By opening eyes, you will realize the gula, then you'll make the gula. So the Rebbe is saying one half second, the shit is like this. The Rebbe is saying it should happen, take a miyad mamish, the Rebbe says, no, it's going to happen. Then the Rebbe says, it still hasn't happened, we're still in Galus. The same time the Rebbe is saying this, we're still in Galus, the Rebbe is telling us we have the ability to make it happen. The fact that we have the ability, that is something which is Zman HaGalus is not there. So it's not as if the thing has not, when the Rebbe says it's going to happen, take it with Yad Mamish, it doesn't mean it has not happened at all. Whatever the Rebbe said has, in a certain sense, been fulfilled. Why? Because we have the ability to make it happen. So does that make?
It could be that the Rebbe was talking b'nevuah that Mashiach is already here, and
the Rebbe is saying is that, remember, let's go back one second. Gula, so I have it here in the footnote. The get of Gula, I put it in the footnote where I put it. I think it's the last footnote here, or last footnote, or in not last footnote. Maybe I put it in line 20. Gather of the Gula is when Yidden are able to keep Teirah Mitzvah B'Shleimus, right? If Yidden have the ability to keep Teirah Mitzvah B'Shleimus, or they have the ability to reach such a situation, and for some reason they don't do it, so the Poyel, they are in Golus. As long as you're not going to start doing Teirah Mitzvah, increasing Teirah Mitzvah, like Zman HaGula, you are in Golus. But the fact is, the development of Gula Mimaila is the development, I'm sure, of Gula Mimaila is actually happening because you have the ability to do it. So you are in Golas, but the fact that the Rebbe said that you, the take of Miyat Mamish, that take of Miyat Mamish, Mitzad the Rebbe, Mitzad the Maila, is actually happening. Now we have, in order for us to go out of Golas, we have to identify with that, realize, which this is the Rishus, come to realize we can't do it. Everyone to themselves, realize I can increase. And that, you create Gula to yourself. So, So this is the general pattern where you have the, like you are just, in the Sikhas, bring up very clear. Here the Rebbe is talking about Gula Haskola, in the present tense. The Rebbe would never talk about Haskola's Gula in Haskola of Gula. It was always Me'ain Gula. Here the Rebbe starts talking about Haskola, and this is how it goes into Numbes, where he mentions Gula in the present tense. But when the Rebbe mentions Gula, he's mentioning Golas at the same time. Because the Rebbe is saying Gula isn't talking about the Yecheles, the ability which Hashem has given us, that we can identify with Gula and actually bring it out in ourselves an aspect of Gula, which will bring the Gula. The player, we're in Gula. So, here you have it in this Sikh, brought out very clear. But one of the things which you brought out very clear in this Sikh is, when the Rebbe is telling you this dimension of Gula, which is here now, Haskola, the Rebbe doesn't say this Haskola started now. The Rebbe said this Haskola was always. Always, once upon a time, you weren't told, it wasn't discussed so much. It was discussed on a ruchnistic level because you couldn't identify with it. Now the Rebbe is telling you can identify with it. So the Rebbe is telling you that this is part of the Torah, that Golas always has a certain shaykhus with Gula. And you should not identify with it because you can bring it out in your Avodah B'Poel. So that it should be very clear. This is the first, I just want to bring it out, but this is the first sikh where the Rebbe talks about Haskola. And here the Rebbe says very clearly, Haskola was always. And the same thing goes in Numbeis. Numbeis, Rebbe said the same sikh you have in Pasiv Yechi and Pasiv Shmoyis. The Rebbe says Haskola, and the Rebbe says Haskola when? From the Churban. So it's the same idea. Now you can identify it and make it happen. Okay, that's okay. Sheikh, thank you very much for joining.